mentioned the first point. I hope we remember it. That one of the rights that you have over your father is that he marries a pious woman for your, meaning he marries a pious woman. The second is, when you were born, it was his duty to give you a good name. To give you a good name. The third is, when you learned how to speak, when you learned initially how to read, how to speak, how to utter, the first things he should teach you is the Quran and the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this young man said, looked at his father, looked at Umar ibn al-Khattab and said, my father married a slave girl, first point. The second point, he kept my name something, very bad meaning. And up to now, he hasn't taught me a word of the Quran. Umar ibn al-Khattab transferred the admonishment from the boy to the father. Why? Because the parent did not fulfill his basic duties towards his own child. Sometimes you might make a mistake in one right, but you can rectify it. The next thing, you can rectify it. Someone might have married the wrong person. Now you married. Don't go home and say, Mufti Sahib says, now we must separate. No. That's wrong. That's an immature way of looking at it. But you can rectify it. Now, the next step, make sure that you name the child properly. Make sure you create a link between your children and ulama, even if you might not have a link. You develop your own link. Because remember, the best way to teach your children, and that brings me to another point, is by example. We have women folk who like to dress in un-Islamic ways. How do you want your daughters to dress? Then suddenly you see her, she's going to dress worse than you. Because خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ أَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ أَلُونَهُمْ. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the best of people, my generation, and then the next, and then the next, and so on. So generally, the movement is becoming worse than better. Today we have lots of Muslims. Alhamdulillah, in the globe there are more beards than they ever were in history. Nowhere in history were there this number of masjids. Count them. Nowhere in history were there this number of women in parda. But now we need to concentrate over and above that on the quality, inshallah. We need to develop these internal weaknesses that we have, work on our hearts. That's where tasawwuf comes into being, into play. We need to really rectify the hatred, the jealousy, the malice, the deception, and all these things, the love of ourselves that we have. We need to take these things out. Don't regard yourself, I am something. The minute you think you are better than someone, you become worse than them. Just by that thought. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us taraqqi and upliftment. So, as I was saying, to lead by example, if the lady of the house is not going to, for example, dress properly, how does she want her daughter to dress? If she is on the phone, ha ha, he, all day with other men, what does she want her daughters to do when they have a mobile phone? If her SMSs are beeping at all odd hours and she looks at that mobile and smiles and blushes, even the young daughters know what's going on. And by the way, the mobile phone is one of the biggest destroyers of marriages today. I'm telling you because I do marriage counseling as well. And I'm sure those who do it here and who know, they will tell you, yes, it is true. It's so easy to destroy a marriage. There was one lady who phoned and says, you know, my husband and I are really having a bad time and now it's on the brink of breaking. I said, what's happened? She said, it's me to blame. I'm surprised. Women normally don't blame themselves. She said, it's me to blame. I said, what went wrong? She said, you know, he was happily married to someone else, very happy, and I really wanted him. So what I did, 4 anonymous calls to that woman of his, the wife who was an innocent lady, 4 anonymous calls and the marriage was broken. And 3 weeks later, I was married to her, to him. And now he found out some time later what had happened that time. Now he doesn't want me anymore. Obviously, he won't want her. So she says, I asked for it. But the reason I tell you, she says, is for you to inform others. That firstly, don't allow people like me to break your marriages. Don't believe anonymous calls. Anonymous is shaitan, iblis bi'aynihi. Iblis himself. That is who an anonymous call is. They'll tell you, I'm a well-wisher. I saw your husband doing this. That is iblis. Wanting you to break. It's so easy. If you believe that, it's a cancer that has no cure besides cutting it out. That's it. That's anonymous. Where did Islam teach us that you must correct a weakness through anonymous letters, anonymous calls, anonymous this? That is an un-Islamic way of doing things. You want... كونوا قوامين لله